Blog Talk Radio.
Coming live from Pittsburgh.
Good afternoon, Inside MLB fans, and a happy Memorial Day to you. And guess what? It is noon, so that means it's the happy part of the Memorial Day. The flags have been raised from half-mast to full-mast. And we got a lot of baseball going on today. A lot of afternoon games, 4 o'clock matinee, and also a lot of 7 o'clock games. And also, Pittsburgh Penguins are playing the Stanley Cup tonight. So, a lot of sports going on, but also a lot of baseball going on. Why am I talking about hockey, right? Alright, so, we're going to get into something called the Daily Dose and really how the Diamondbacks are really being dinged up right now. And really, for the Diamondbacks, it was one step forward, two steps back on Friday. Right after they played the Pirates on Thursday, they got swept by them, actually, and it was not really a close of a series. They placed two starting pitchers, Shelby Miller and Ruby De La Rosa, on the 15-day disabled list. Although only one of its best hitters, David Peralta, will begin playing extended spring training games next Wednesday with an eye on returning next weekend. And Shelby Miller, he's not really been himself ever since the whole trade with them. I mean, he showed signs of greatness his first start with the Diamondbacks, but ever since then, hasn't been too good. And if you're Diamondbacks general manager right now, you really got to be wondering, why the heck did I, you know, trade away pretty much everybody for Shelby Miller? Trade away guys like Ender Inciarte, Aaron Blair, Dansby Swanson, the number one pick of the draft last year, all for a guy who really has not been good. He's actually been bad and going on the disabled list for it. And Ruby De La Rosa, I do not know really the reason he's going on the disabled list. He wasn't doing so bad, but one of the better things right now for David Peralta is that he is eyeing on returning this coming weekend. So we have an extended weekend going on right now, but he will be back next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, hoping to get back by then. He is playing extended spring training with all the short season players who play spring training pretty much until their season starts coming up in past June. After the draft, the 9th, short season will start, and David Peralta will have no choice but to play in that because extended spring training will be over. And again, the move to place Miller on the disabled list with a sprained right index finger is one that has been in the making for over a month. The right-hander twice hit his hand on the mound during his falling through while pitching at Petco Park on April 16th. And Diamondbacks manager Chip Hale said Miller hasn't been the same since the start. And I can, vouch for that. Spraining, even breaking any finger, it sort of derails yourself, especially if it's your right finger, because your right finger, really that's what all the movement comes from, especially the index. That's one that you're, you know, moving with, getting the curve spin, two-seam spin. That right index finger is very important. And if he's just, you know, wearing and tearing it since April 16th, I mean, that's been a long time since then. And if it's been sprained that whole time and he's been playing through it start after start, it might be continuing to get worse. That might be one of the worst decisions Shelby Miller has made, because if you continue to hurt something that's already hurt, it's just going to get worse. And it's just going to get worse for the Diamondbacks, because nothing's really going good for them right now. And Chip Hale said, obviously, he hasn't been successful as we feel like he can be, and it's just his feel for the ball has not been as good as you want it. Definitely what we're going to be working with him on is getting him back to where he's our number two guy. That's what we got him for, and we still believe he's going to be that when this injury is healed. Listen, if it's his finger and he comes back fine, then I'll believe it was his finger. If it's not his finger and it's something else, then I don't really know where the Diamondbacks are going to go to, because he was traded from the Braves to the Diamondbacks to be, you know, the number one guy. And he's obviously not being that. I mean, Zach Greinke's been the number one guy right now, but Miller was traded to be the number two guy. He gave up, like, so much for Shelby Miller. And the fact that he's not performing, and I think it probably would have been best to put him on the disabled list April 16th instead of waiting to May 30th. Because April 16th, it's early in the season. You might be getting back right now, fully healthy. But if you're putting him on now, we're getting in June. We're getting into the dog days of baseball where we're really kicking in the gear. And this is like sort of the pennant chase time. And if Shelby Miller's not in there as a number two guy, and if you all remember, Zach Greinke, Shelby Miller, they were supposed to be the 1-2. They were supposed to be the ones that changed the Diamondbacks, because the Diamondbacks, the offense, it seems like it's always there, but the pitching just is never there. And Shelby Miller was supposed to solidify that along with Zach Greinke. And it's just not working right now. Miller, listen to this. He's just 1-6 with a 7.09 ERA and a 1.86 whip in 10 starts this year after being one of the team's biggest offseason acquisitions this past winter. De La Rosa, the other pitcher that the Diamondbacks put on the shelf, he hasn't battered. He's owning a 4.15 ERA, 1.15 whip, and a 49 strikeout-to-walk ratio over 47 and two-thirds innings. So, obviously, Miller, he's a big loss, but he hasn't really been too good so far. 7.09 ERA. He's averaging almost two base runners per inning. De La Rosa, he's been better again, significantly better than Miller's been. So they are losing two pitchers, and obviously pitching's been hard to come by for them. But Archie Bradley, he definitely had a good start last night, did extremely well. So hopefully he might be able to solidify some things while Miller and De La Rosa are on the 15-day disabled list. De La Rosa, his injury is really less concrete. It's not as concrete as Shelby Miller's, where you can say, hey, he has a right sprained index finger. It is described as elbow soreness, as is his timetable for return. The 27-year-old said he expected to miss around, you know, a month. He also said the only certainty is that it won't be the minimum 15 days. So they're losing De La Rosa, who's been one of their better pitchers, even though it hasn't been that good. And Hale said, anytime you shut a pitcher down, you've got to start it back up at some point. Obviously, it's not going to be the 15 days. It'll be longer than that. Not good news. Miller's not good news. De La Rosa's not good news. Really, the only good news going on for the Diamondbacks right now is David Peralta will be back next weekend, hopefully. Again, on the plus side, Peralta's been out 3 weeks with right wrist inflammation. He's been swinging a bat for a few days as he moves toward a return. Assuming he's able to start playing games and extend spring next Wednesday, the 28-year-old should only need a few games before being ready for activation. Peralta, he has .260 batting average with 3 homers and 2 steals in 33 games before the injury. So even though that's not good, but he's still an effective part of that lineup. He's an important part of that lineup. And if you plug him in, it just makes the lineup better. It makes the lineup go. And maybe he'll be better now that his right wrist inflammation has gone down, and he'll be hopefully back next weekend. So that is our daily dose on the dinged up Diamondbacks. Now let's talk about Carlos Carrasco and how he's now heading on a rehab assignment. He's moving back to Cleveland. It will begin in Akron this Saturday. Carrasco will make his first rehab start at Double A Akron with the right-hander set to throw 60 pitches or 4 innings, whichever comes first. The rehab start will come just over a month after leaving the start on April 24th with a strained left hamstring. So he has been rehabbing. He hasn't had any assignments yet. This is his first assignment. He's probably excited to get back out there. It has been a while. It's been since April 24th, over a month, and I bet he's just excited to get back on that mound and prove that he's Carlos Carrasco again, and hopefully the road back to Cleveland will be that much shorter. Terry Francona, Indians manager, he said Carrasco won't necessarily need to build his stamina up to the 100-pitch level before being activated. And depending on how Saturday starts goes, Carrasco could be back with the Tribe sooner than later. So Saturday is a very important day for the Indians, both at the Major League level and in the Double-A level, because obviously you want to get a win any time at the Major League level, but more so in the Double-A level, I think, because Carrasco, he's a very important part of that rotation, and if he can get back good, then that's great. Francona said, by all accounts, he's raring to go. We just need to make sure that he can field his position, cover first base, and not think about it when he's pitching. By all accounts, he's doing great. We're just trying to get him stretched out again. He'll come quick. Again, I think that last part, he'll come quick, is very important because Francona has faith in him. I have faith in him. And if he's ready to go, then he will be ready to go for the Indians. And I think it's good news for that. Just after the bad news for injury, we're talking about some good news with injuries with Carlos Carrasco and the Indians. He is heading on a rehab assignment. And really, this injury, it's derailed what had been a good start to the season for this right-hander. He had a 2.45 ERA, a 0.95 WHIP, and 25 strikeout to walk ratio through 22 innings. Coming into the year, really big things were expected from this 29-year-old after he had won 14 games with a 3.63 ERA, 1.07 WHIP, and 216 strikeouts and 30 starts in 2015. So, great start. He it was honestly a great year from last year. He was expected to do amazing this year. He started off really good, 2.45 ERA. I mean, he wasn't even averaging a base runner per inning. He wasn't walking him, he was striking out a lot. And it was just a good start for Carrasco until this whole injury thing. And Trevor Bauer, he was previously in the bullpen. He moved into the rotation when Carrasco went down. But Carrasco's return may not spell the end of Bauer's time as a starter. Bauer has pitched decently well in his six starts, turning in three quality starts in his last four outings, meaning that Mike Clevinger could end up being the odd man out upon Carrasco's return. And I think that would probably be best. I think Clevinger deserves to go, keep Bauer in the rotation, and add Carrasco into there, and it's going to be nice. It will be really nice for the Indians, and so once they get Carrasco back, that is good news for them. But bad news for Dodgers' 19-year-old Julio Urias. He had a debut to forget. I mean, this wasn't how it was supposed to go down. Julio Urias, he's a 19-year-old phenom. He was making his major league debut on the biggest stage for an organization that has a history of talented young left-handers, struggling in 3 2/3 of innings of work on Friday, giving up 3 runs on 5 hits with 4 walks and a no decision. Urias was chased with bases loaded in the third inning, gained just 8 outs in his debut. The last teenager to start an MLB game was Felix Hernandez in 2005. And listen to this. It was 1980 when Clayton Formason, Fernando Valenzuela, started a craze in Los Angeles as a 19-year-old. Clayton Kershaw, Urias' teammate, who said the young lefty is better now than he was at Urias' age, was 20 years old when he debuted on May 25th, 2008. Urias will be better than he showed Friday, but he may not have a chance to show it in the near future. With Alex Wood hoping to return to the rotation as early as Monday, today Urias could be shifted to the bullpen or sent back down to AAA to continue his development. When he was sent back to AAA, Alex Wood is back, and Alex Wood has been quality so far, so Urias, he had a start, he had a chance, but he did not capitalize on it, sadly, for Julio Urias. So, a couple of news today. We'll do a quick recap of that. The Diamondbacks, they are really dinged up. Good news for them, though, David Peralta will be back pretty soon. Carlos Carrasco on rehab time. He will be back quick, according to Terry Francona. And Julio Urias, debut to forget, sent down to AAA for Alex Wood because he is back and he will be starting today. Now it is time for some National League quick news. And let's get through it really quick so we can get into the power rankings as promised. A right hamstring strain could spell trouble for Matt Cain. Cain suffered the injury in the second inning of Friday's game against the Rockies, and the team will have to make a decision on a DL stint in the coming days. Christian Yelich with a back remained out of the Marlins lineup on Friday, but he was used as a pinch hitter and a loss to the Braves. Yelich walked in his only plate appearance and his usage. He should be back sometime this weekend. Mike Elfranco with an ankle returned to the Phillies' lineup on Friday. The third baseman had a sac fly RBI and an RBI single and a loss to the Cubs. Slugger's Brandon Belt with an ankle and Hunter Pence with a hamstring were both held out again Friday. Belt hasn't played since Wednesday, while Pence has been dealing with hamstring discomfort for the past week. Matt Adams with a back was out of the Cardinals' lineup Friday. Adams departed Thursday's game with mid-back stiffness. Jung Ho Gon homered and drove in 3 runs in a Pirates romp over the Rangers. Gon finished tonight 2-for-5 and is now heading for a .308 average with 6 homers and 17 RBIs in his first 60 plate appearances. Eric Ibar left Friday's game after being hit in the foot by Adam Conley pitch. X-rays came back negative and Ibar is day-to-day. A game that began with a focus on Urias' issues ended with a walk-off homer. Curtis Granderson bailed out closer Jurys Familia, who allowed 4 runs in the top of the ninth inning with a solo homer leading off the bottom of the frame. The Mets won 6-5. Let's move to the American League quick stories. Eduardo Rodriguez with a knee will make his season debut on Tuesday against the Orioles. Rodriguez has missed 2 months due to a right patella supplication. The move means Clay Buchholz and a 6.35 ERA will head to the bullpen for the time being. Jose Bautista suffered 1-game suspension Friday for his part in the Blue Jays-Rangers brawl. Bautista appealed the suspension but had it upheld by MLB. Jerickson Profar was promoted and batted leadoff for the Rangers Friday, invoking into Odor's absence. The infielder went 1-for-5 and should continue to play while Odor is out serving his own suspension. Michael Brantley, with his shoulder, took some dry swings and was possibly going to hit off a tee on Friday. It's a nice step, but there remains no timetable for Brantley to return to games. The Mariners placed one of their hardest hitters, Leonis Martin, on the 15-day disabled list Friday due to a strained left hamstring. Enjoying a fresh start in the Pacific Northwest, Martin was hitting .262 with 9 homers and 8 steals before the injury. Josh Donaldson homered twice and had 5 RBIs in the win over the Red Sox on Friday. Donaldson finished 4-for-5 in the game, with each of his 4 hits driving in runs. Giovanni Gallardo, with his shoulder, will throw a simulated game on Saturday. Gallardo was cleared to face hitters after getting through a 30-pitch.
Father, the sun is the center of the earth, in the middle of the universe. Then why is this verse coming 6 times rehearsed? Don't freestyle much, but I write them like such.
Word.
Amongst the fiends controlled by the screens, what does it all mean, all this I'm seeing? Human beings screaming vocal javelin, sign of a local unraveling.
Uh-huh.
I would be king